This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. So we recently tried to plant some garlic. Have you ever done that? Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than you might think. This is the time of year, by the way, to plant garlic. So we tucked some cloves in their garden bed and turned to protecting them from freezing. And this is something that we didn't realize. Stealth animals that dig them up every year and leave them on the soil surface. So this year, we laid some netting down over the soil, over some straw. And we covered the whole thing with about 4 inches of straw. This is designed to protect the bulbs from freezing and also to prevent the wildlife that like garlic from eating it up. Chicken wire and netting serve as physical barriers that deter digging while allowing the sunlight and water to reach through to the soil. Pin it down or stake it down or put stones down to hold it in place. And then remove it in the spring when the shoots and stems will find their way through the openings as they grow. Straw is, as I said, beneficial as a mulch material that helps regulate soil temperatures, prevents bulbs and plants crowns from lifting out of the ground during the freeze-thaw cycles of winter, adds nutrients to the soil as it decomposes, and helps to retain moisture. It also cuts down on premature sprouting during the winter, which is important. We don't want it to sprout too soon. As I said, do not use hay, which is grown as animal feed, and as you know, is for horses. It also contains tall grass, alfalfa, clover, and other seed heads that could sprout along with your bulbs, which could make a mess come springtime. Straw, the stalk of the grain crop that remains after the seeds have been harvested, is supposed to be free of seeds. Still, you'll might find yourself pulling up a few wheat seedlings, but that would be more manageable than hay-induced plants. Straw is also less likely to contain pesticides and herbicides, which could harm your plants. Seek out products that are labeled as organic or at least free of pesticides. Bales sold as Halloween decorations, which is what we bought, is a great way to get that done. You can also determine the difference on site. Hay is green, straw is yellow, but it's also unlikely you'll be able to confirm whether they are organic or free of pesticides or even where they came from. In addition, they might harbor mold or fungal diseases. Generally not recommended using decorative bales either, especially around edible plants, because they may be repurposed from chicken coops, so beware of that as well. Best fertilizers? Well, bulbs like bone meal, blood meal, fish emulsion, or other smelly amendments that could attract hungry critters, so the screening is essential. Also, clean up any papery bulb skins from the soil surface that would otherwise serve as a GPS to the buffet line. Many wildlife repellents deter squirrels, rabbits, chipmunks, and other critters from digging up the bulbs, but they must be applied repeatedly, and that may be more difficult than you would have time for. Some repellents can be used to treat bulbs before planting, but they too eventually wear off. However, in the absence of a physical barrier, which is the recommendation I'm making, repellents can be effective if you're diligent. So there you go. Let's go plant some garlic. Hey, if you missed any of these instructions or if you want to hear them again, well, it's easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. They'll be there for you, and I will be here for you, as I am each and every Saturday morning at 10, with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 36 years on WBEN.